This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
On Saturday, July 22nd, turn out or tune in to Wave Farm for a day of percussion at the Marimba Tree in celebration of Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium. Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium will be the 13th installation at Wave Farm's Art Park. And on Saturday, July 22nd, it'll be inaugurated from noon to 6 p.m. with a day of percussionist performances. Those percussionists include Lisa Stoneberg and Leah Bowden, Zuki Legba and special guests, Chris Corsano and Bobby Previtt. And Saturday, July 22nd's performances are part of Upstate Art Weekend, which is at Wave Farm and many other locations. Tune in or turn out to a day of percussion at the Marimba Tree in celebration of Charles Staub's Churl Proscenium, Saturday, July 22nd from noon to 6 p.m. in the Wave Farm Art Park in Acra.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
If only it was so simple.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, youth radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from beyond.
I'm Claire, and I'm from Athens, and I'm 8 years old.
I'm Fadia, I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
books we love,
we hate, and book-ass things. And that's what we're going to do today.
Ta-da! True story. And we're excited
I'm
to
excited.
Be together. We
this
haven't all been together
of,
in a bit.
This is kind of like our summer halfway point.
Isn't that wild?
I know.
Well,
it might actually,
so fast.
It's probably not for you guys, but for me, my school is weird. We have like a 2 month summer because we end school June 22nd and start the 30th of August. So this is my halfway point.
Wow. So you start before Labor Day.
Yeah. So I think the halfway point for you guys is going to be a little while longer. Lucky ducks. Yeah.
But it does kind of feel like summer is almost over, even though it just barely started.
I know, right? I'm just thinking, like, seventh grade.
Ooh. Speaking of summer, my birthday is going to be in 1 week.
Yay!
Congratulations!
Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to say you're a whole different age in the Bound by Books opening.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Guess how old I'm turning.
How?
No, I'm forgetting how old you say every show.
I'm going to turn nine.
Nine.
Okay. I was thinking 9 or 10. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I'm going to turn 10 soon.
I was thinking 9, but I didn't want to humiliate myself on public radio. So
you guessed wrong.
No, I was thinking 9, which is the right answer.
Oh.
But I didn't want to say the wrong thing accidentally and humiliate myself on public radio, so...
When
I
really,
mean, I
you could
really
have
care.
Just won everything.
I know. I just should have gone for it, shouldn't I?
So are you a Leo?
Uh-huh.
Wait, aren't you a Cancer?
That's me.
No.
Isn't Leo in June?
No. Leo's not in June. Gemini's in June.
And Cancer.
Aries are
oh, then Cancer, then Leo, then Virgo.
I always forget.
And then Scorpio.
Yep.
And then Sagittarius.
No, and then Libra.
Oh, yeah, and then Libra. And then Sagittarius. Aquarius.
It's Virgo, Libra, Scorpio,
Sagittarius, Aquarius, me.
Sagittarius, Capricorn.
Oh, yeah, don't forget Capricorn. I always forget about Capricorn. I don't know why anyone has Capricorn.
And then there's
Aquarius, and then Pisces, and then...
No more.
No, there's more. Yes, there are. And then there's Aries.
No, Aries is in, like, the whole entire star. If you went from the star, it'd be Aries,
Taurus, Gemini, Leo,
Gemini, Cancer.
Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. Dang, how do you know the zodiac signs way better than me?
Because it's like my thing. My birthday party actually gonna be quasi-zodiac.
I thought zodiacs were my thing. I feel stupid.
Oh,
I did not think zodiacs were my thing.
Wait, Georgia, where did you find the putty?
I see Aaron's silly putty everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I see it. At Little Pickles.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of
Little Pickles.
Oh my gosh, sorry.
I love pickles and I love little things, so it sounds
so,
like a good place.
I don't think they have pickles.
Like this shop, I don't know how many there are around the world. I think that there's one in Red Hook and one in Hudson, am I right? The new ones in Hudson. Like, Little Pickles in my school is like super duper popular. I've only went to the new one once.
I do
That's
wish they
cool.
had pickles, though. I don't think they do.
I love pickles. Wait, yes. Wait, do you guys like dill or bread and butter more? I personally think dill are far superior.
What's dill?
Dill are the more bitter pickles, and then bread and butter are the sweet ones.
I like dill.
Same.
Team dill.
I used to eat so many pickles when I was a baby that I'd get huge rashes all over my face.
Oh, no.
Because
when
the
you're
spices
a baby?
Would like rub up against, yeah, because the spices would rub up against my skin, and little baby skin.
Poor little baby.
So.
Poor little pickle.
Me.
Anyways, we should probably talk about some books because that's what we do on Bound by
Books. Not putty, not pickles, books. Well, we can talk about all those things, but we have to legally talk about books. We're legally obligated. I mean, it's in the name. We can't go a day without talking about books. No, no, no.
Wait, what's this?
People say.
How long?
Hey, hey. That's what people say. Hey, hey. I go on too many dates. I can make it say. Lisa. What? Now we're in this song. That's a different song.
Yeah.
Claire.
What?
I used to also be a bad romance child, Lady Gaga child. I was a Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift child, mostly Taylor, though. I'm still a Taylor child.
I only know, like, and one song from Lady Gaga, and it's my favorite, the one that I was just
singing. Yes. I used to be a Taylor child, and now I'm about to be a Taylor teen.
wait, so do you know something really weird? Like, in my school, there are, like, a few categories of music kids. There are the kids that, like, listen to Ninjago music.
Oh my gosh, Ninjago music.
Yeah. You guys, and then, like, that? There are, like, the, like, cool and popular kids that are, like, Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga. And then there's,
are you
like,
love those?
Yeah. And then there's, like, the boys that are, like, Eminem and Flo Rida.
Wait, Claire, what grade are you going into?
I'm going into fourth grade.
There are popular kids already in, like, second or third grade?
Well, my school, there are, like, three grades in one classroom.
Ah, I used to have that. Yep, I used to have that when I went to private school.
And then when I go into the, next level, we're going to be in fourth grade, so you can be fourth grade, fifth grade, and sixth grade.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Yeah. Well,
I guess. Okay, back to books. Sorry.
We should make a talk show, too, where we, like, talk about, like, random stuff, like bunnies.
Random things show. Found by random things.
Okay. Who wants to go first? I can, because I don't know how much longer I'm gonna have good Wi-Fi, so is it okay if I just go now?
Yeah.
So today I'm gonna be doing something a little bit different, which I have not done before. Fatia does this a lot, but I have not done it before. I write a lot of books, but I don't usually share them on the public radio because I don't know, but I'm gonna share one of mine. I wrote this as a kid's book, as a school project for the kindergartners. It's called Everybody Matters. It's a book about inclusion and, like, different abilities in people. And so, Braille listeners, I know you can't see, but this is the cover. It's a few different kids holding hands.
That's so sweet.
I wrote it, and I made lots of pictures and stuff. It's pretty short, so I can read it, but, like, I don't have to. I could maybe just read a few pages.
Read it.
Okay.
And show us the picture after you're done reading a page.
Okay. This story is about inclusion. Or I'm not going to show the pictures because it's the radio. Inclusion means sharing and playing with everyone, even if they're different. It is important to be kind because being kind makes people feel safe and seen. But when we are not kind, people feel sad. If you are kind, it spreads. If you are unkind, it spreads. And then that's all I'll read for now. That's basically the whole book.
If it's kind, you're friends. If it's not kind, you're friends.
Well, you don't have to be friends with everyone. It's just important to be kind to everyone, no matter what they look like. Also, I didn't put this in the book because this was meant for kindergartners and first graders, but I will say this. I think also being kind is good because people are being mean to you and you're dealing with toxic middle schoolers, then those girls have nothing on you if you're nice to them. Nothing on you. And so, clean slate, nothing on you. And, like, even if people are being mean to you, don't become part of the cycle, because I've noticed that, like, people will be mean to other people, and then because they're sad, because they're sad and insecure that they got teased, then they'll be mean to other people, and the cycle just keeps going. So don't be part of the cycle is my advice to anyone wondering about that. So, yeah, that's just from personal experience.
I love that message of kindness, being kind to people. I also think, in general, when you're being kind to people, it feels better than when you're being mean to people or angry at people or annoyed with people. So the more that you can be kind, it's better for you and it's better for them and it's better for everyone that witnesses you being kind. It's just, it makes everything better.
Makes your life pure. Purifies
and it
life.
Can mean a lot to people. Some people don't have much kindness in their life, so even like a simple act of kindness, even like saying hello or good morning, or you know, can mean a lot to people.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree with everything you said.
Nice. I win. But that's really cool. I love your book.
Thank you.
I think the illustrations on the inside are black and white, right?
Yeah, the illustrations on the inside are just pencil. And the outside is color because I was kind of behind everyone in the bookmaking because I spent too much time on the pictures. So it'd take a lot more time up to color them. Yeah. I'd already intricately shade them. So that'd mean I'd have to erase the shading and do everything over again. So
got it. That's cool. Did you get to read it with the kindergartners or is this a new book that you just hot off?
Yeah, as a school project, we made books about nonfiction books about subjects we learned about that year, and then we read them to the kindergartners or first graders, depends on what day you went. I went to the kindergartners and I got to read to my sister and her class.
Aww.
So that was fun. Yeah, I have a sister in kindergarten.
Was she like, that's my big sister?
Yeah, except not in such a baby voice. She'll do a fake baby voice to be cute sometimes, but honestly I find her fake baby voice very deeply annoying.
How was your fake baby voice like?
Meow, 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 meow. Or no, it's more like,
it's like a cat.
She's like, mammy. And I wish she'd just talk like a normal person. Yeah, she doesn't naturally have a baby voice though. But anyways, it was a great
experience. I think this is how you should make a baby voice. Mama, can I please have bread and milk?
Bread and milk.
That's slightly scary, Claire, that you're so good at that.
Such an exciting dish you chose. You could make some French toast with that, maybe.
Or like, eggs. Pronounce your words differently, like grape, or, this one's my favorite. Coconut. Can I please have coconut and orange juice?
Can I please have orange juice? Do you have a book you wanted to share, Claire?
Yes, I have two books. This is the board books, and I have one that I wrote a little bit of, and I have memorized because I read it at school to myself. It's called A Delicious Story by Barney Saltzer, author of Beautiful Oops and Beautiful Oops, and highly recommend it. You must be beautiful.
I love Beautiful Oops.
Here is what it says at the back. Is that the end of the book? Yes, but we can read it again. Will there be cookies? Cookies? And then...
What's the book about?
That's a picture book? Story. A story that is...
I read that one. Delicious. They kind of make up the story along the way. Is that right? No spoilers. Yeah. Yes,
and
but no spoilers.
Becoming a Charlie... Kelly Zipacho and the Lovis Wise. And then it's covered. And it's all about Chong. Like, he doesn't want to be a normal monarch butterfly. He wants to be. He would get distracted in lessons. And he doesn't listen.
So Charlie's a caterpillar or a butterfly?
He's a caterpillar.
And he's like, I don't want to be a normal monarch.
And then there's a twist in the story, but I'm not telling you. If you thought I was going to tell you, then I'm not.
Becoming Charlie. I think I maybe read that one, too. I can't remember. So that's Kelly DiPuccio. Is that right?
Kelly DiPuccio.
She writes a lot of books. Thank you for sharing your books.
I'm reading...
What else are you reading?
Charlotte's Web. I thought it was going to be, like, the most... Not to be mean to E.B. White, but I thought it was going to be, like, the most boring book on earth. But it's actually
it's so
interesting. I know. I started reading it, and then I couldn't put it down.
I know. I cried so hard when I read it. I was probably I think I was in second grade when I read it. I think we did it as a read aloud. I was crying so hard.
Why?
Because, not telling. Are you finished with it?
No. But was it the part where they almost tried to kill Wilbur?
No. Well, yes, actually, that part, and then there's another part, too. There's another part, too, which I'm not going to tell you because I think it's near the end of the book. It's a big spoiler, so no.
Yeah, I think I watched the movie before, like, 1,000 years ago, and my dad read the book to me a long time ago, and I remember, like, they go to the fair, and then maybe Wilbur separates from, actually, never mind, because there are other people here who might want to meet him.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, etchum! I mean, bless you! Etchum!
I was just reminded earlier today of a letter that E.B. Wright just once wrote to Mr. Adams, who I believe, not positive who he was, but he wrote this very short letter. This was in 1956, where he said, "Dear Mr. Adams, thanks for your letter inviting me to join the Committee of the Arts and Sciences for Eisenhower, President Eisenhower. I must decline for secret reasons. Sincerely, E.B. White." I must decline for secret reasons. Anytime I have to say no to something, I'm going to just say that. I must decline.
That is so dramatic and awesome. I need to say that too.
I must decline.
By the way, Emily, I stopped by the library on, I think it was Friday, last Friday, mm-hmm. to see you, but you weren't there.
No,
because I was in Hudson and I was like, oh, and I begged my parents to take me to the library and you weren't there.
Oh, next time you should text me in case I'm in town because I'll run back to say hello.
Oh, well, they said you were on vacation. It was like
maybe just a couple weeks ago.
I was
in Chicago.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was a couple weeks ago, I think.
Anyways, we should hear from Fatia. Fatia, what did you want to share?
I wanted to share a poem.
Yes.
It's a summer poem.
I love summer poems.
Playing outside, having fun, picnics in the summer sun, picking daisies, catching bees, birds are singing in the trees.
That's beautiful. Who's that by?
I don't think it's this one's by, but I can search it up and see who it's by.
Cool. Okay.
That'd be fun.
It's a great poem.
It's by like this it's by Shirley Hackett.
Okay, cool. I love seasonal poems during the season. But yeah, I actually found a poem too that I thought I could share. And I just happened to be looking at this book and I opened it to a random page and I read a poem and I loved it. So I was like, that seems like a good poem. So this is called, it's from a collection called Incarnadine by Mary Zibis, which is a poetry collection with like adults as the intended audience, not kids, but I thought this poem was, and probably many others in here were age appropriate. So it's called Girls Overheard While Assembling a Puzzle, which part of this jumped out to me because we have a community puzzle in the library and it's really tempting to do it, but I'm at work, so I can't do it. But sometimes when I'm here on a day when it's not my work day, I put some pieces in there. I really need to get a puzzle at home. But anyways, here is Girls Overheard While Assembling a Puzzle. Are you sure this blue is the same as the blue over there? This wall's like the bottom of a pool. Its color, I mean. I need a darker two-piece this summer, the kind with elastic at the waist so it actually fits. I can't find her hands. Where does this gold go? It's like the angel's giving her a little piece of honeycomb to eat. I don't see why God doesn't just come down and kiss her himself. This is the red of that lipstick we saw at the mall. This piece of her neck could fit into the light part of the sky. I think this is a piece of water. What kind of queen? You mean right here? Are we supposed to believe she can suddenly talk angel? Who thought this stuff up? I wish I had a velvet bikini. That flower is the color of the veins in my grandmother's hands. I wish we could walk into that garden and pick an x-ray to float on. Yeah, I do too. I'd say a zillion yeses to anyone for that. That's it.
It's very poetic, but at the same time, it's very like laid back and like
conversation-y.
Yeah, it's just laid back and like I can't find the word for it, but it's awesome. like it does a good job of like capturing a moment and a scene and an activity and a time, like all this stuff together. Like you can really picture some people doing this puzzle and just having like stream of consciousness words or
Oh, and also, who was that poem by?
Mary Zybist, Zybist. And she was a National Book Award winner for this collection.
Wow.
Well done. Well done.
Were they all her poems?
I wonder if this is the puzzle they were doing. The cover has like an angel.
Were these all her poems?
Wait, can I see it again? Can I see the cover again?
I just realized the puzzle is sort of like there's an angel and there's water and there's like, you know, they're talking about different pieces of the puzzle.
Were these all her poems?
Yeah, this collection is a collection of hers. Cool. Yeah. So I might read more of her because I liked that one quite a bit.
Wait, guys, I forget what I was going to say. All right, so in my school, we found out, so it's not like a logical book, but it was like storybook. And like all the other animals look like really real. And we saw how tree porcupines looked, and they are just like the cutest things on earth. Like it wasn't like a real picture of one, but it was a very good illustrated picture. And I know that because all the other people and things in the book were really good illustrated. And the tree porcupines are so cute.
That's cool. So we are just about out of time for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Happy reading!
I live for the applause, live for the applause, live for the applause, live for the applause.